My name is Sharon Martin. I'm a public information officer at the Department of Environmental Quality. Governor Cooper's Executive Order 80 gave a directive to the Department of Environmental Quality to develop a North Carolina clean energy plan to foster and encourage utilization of clean energy resources in our state and basically kind of chart the state's energy future. You know, Executive Order 80 is an ambitious and very forward-thinking order that has us all considering resiliency and the impacts of climate change as we move forward and transition to clean energy future. So the plan itself, we're in the development process, and so we're holding a series of workshops and meetings to gather information from the people of North Carolina to see what they feel is important to consider as we look at North Carolina's clean energy future.
Can you give us a preview of the listening session? What can the public expect?
Sure. Our clean energy plan team will be at the Asheville session. They just did one in Charlotte. And what you can expect is there's a full agenda of there's some presentations to sort of set the stage of what the clean energy plan process looks like and the sort of issues that they're looking at. And then there's a lot of interaction. There's live polling and some question and answers to determine what the people of North Carolina feel are their priorities as we look at the clean energy plan development and what they want to make sure is included as deliberations go forward on this plan.
Gotcha. Is there any way the public can prepare? I mean, is there some homework people should be doing if they want to attend?
Absolutely. On our website, there are presentations from the first workshop. There'll be excerpts of those at the regional listening session, but for people who are very interested in the sort of nuts and bolts of what the clean energy team is talking about, that's a great way to prepare, is to look at those presentations and maybe look through the slides that are posted and get a sense of the issues and the kinds of questions that the staff will be asking at the meeting.
So are you sort of gathering local perspectives, or do you want people to think big picture statewide?
The questions are really structured in an open-ended way, so it's a lot about asking people what their priorities are. And we anticipate that those will be different as we move from area to area of the state. So the concerns in Asheville are going to be different than the concerns on the coast. That's part of the reason for these regional listening sessions, is to make sure we're getting a really diverse range of opinion, geographically and socially, so that we're talking to everybody across the state.
After the listening sessions, what's the next step?
The clean energy plan team will sort of collate all of this information as we've got sessions scheduled all through the summer. As we get towards the end of the summer, they'll really dig in on the creation of the recommendations and the plans and use the input we've gotten from across the state to sort of narrow that focus as we prepare a plan to turn into the governor in October. This is absolutely an opportunity to weigh in on North Carolina's clean energy future. And whether you do that online by submitting comments, or whether you come to one of the regional listening sessions, or whether you're committed to doing the facilitated workshops, we feel that this is a terrific chance for the public to get involved and make clear to the state what they see as a priority as we move forward. There's not a sector in the state that's not touched by energy. So when we talk about our clean energy future, that impacts everyone. Everyone in the state of North Carolina is a stakeholder in this process.
Anything else you want the public to know, or you'd like our listeners to know?
One of the key things that we're looking at is the modernization of our grid to make sure that we're resilient as the climate changes, as the weather concerns change. That's a key factor, and that's a big part of Executive Order 80, is sort of tying those two things together, the impacts of climate change and the future of our clean energy economy. We're excited to have this conversation with the people of North Carolina, and we hope that people will come out. We know that Asheville is a very active and engaged community, so we're excited to see what happens.